Hi, this is Scott Brown, and welcome back. We've been looking at the role of the recruitment agent and the positives and the negatives about it. And just before the break, you heard me speak about some of the negatives of the recruitment industry. Now it's time to turn it over a little bit and look at those positives. And believe me, there are quite a few positives. And it kind of provides a sense of what they do for businesses, how they can help, but also to you as a business owner, what you need to look for should you wish to go down the path of using a recruitment agent. So let's go through some of the positives, and they're quite varied, I guess. And really, the point that I want to make here is that I'm by no means in one camp or the other. It's about putting that information out there to say, right, we're putting a spotlight on the recruitment agency. We have the negatives here. Let's look at the positives. Let's make a decision ourselves. Okay. So when it comes to the costs of a recruitment agent, this is something that really does cause a lot of consternation out there. The claims of really high fees and really poor service seem to come out quite a bit. But I want to kind of investigate that a little, because really, when it comes to the fee structure that a lot of agencies use, I say this to everybody who is thinking of using a recruitment agent, or indeed if they come to me looking to help them, I say, look, let's negotiate on those rates. Negotiating rates can yield a great benefit for you, and I can tell you that a lot of recruitment agents are not afraid to do that. But here's the tip. Some of the larger ones are kind of really held steadfast in the fee structure, while some of the smaller ones, not necessarily. And indeed, some of the smaller recruitment agencies still have the same access to candidates these larger organisations have, but they're not as tightly bound. The particular element of fees are one of those areas where they're not that bound. Another thing, too, is time effectiveness. And let's be honest, if you're in any sort of business, be it a small business, a medium, or a large corporate, time is something you need a lot more of. And when it comes to hiring, you do need to put a bit of time in it to make it effective. And I've already advocated that in the past. But if you bring in a recruitment agent, you can effectively cut out half the time it would take on that hiring process by giving it all over to them. It allows you to concentrate on the things that you do. So leave the recruiters in the background, screening resumes, shortlisting, interviewing, reference checking, and then at the end of it, you get a couple of great people for you to interview. Because let's be honest here, if you're going to be putting some time into that hiring process, you have to make sure that you put your whole effort into that. Because if you put only a slight bit of time and effort into your hiring process and do it all yourself, what is going to happen? The chances of bad hires increase accordingly. All right, then now let's look at the access that recruitment agents have to candidates. Now, most employers may not be aware of the best places candidates can be found outside of the likes of Seek or LinkedIn or even Facebook. But recruitment agents have their own little methods and means of doing that. They know where to look. They know where to find them. And they know where to find both active and passive candidates. Now, if you remember, I spoke about active and passive candidates before. Active are those who are actively in the market looking for their next role, and we'll generally hear about any role that's happening. Passive candidates, not so active. But if there is a role that is in line with what their career goals are, they may well have a look at that. Also, there's a high level of networking that recruitment agents do in the absolute means of finding great candidates. So you've got that almost, shall we say, an advocate working for you, talking to many different people, going through databases and other networks to find some great candidates for you while you're concentrating on your business. Again, it impacts on your time, but the quality of candidates can be quite strong. And this really does come into its own, really, when it talks about, when we're talking about specific skills or hard to find skills. Because really, when we look at what's happening in the marketplace at the moment, there is a skills shortage in certain areas. And if you are looking for a candidate with those skills that are considered in short supply, will you be able to take the time yourself to get that person? Or is it a wiser investment to get someone to look for you? And that time to find that person can be spent you looking at the business, you working on your business, you being a part of its growth, and letting the agent take care of finding those specific skills and those really, you know, hard to find needle in a haystack kind of candidates. Also, and this is where, again, I think recruiters do come into the fore. If you know of a competitor that has the skills in their employees that you want, you know for a fact that you can't go directly to that competitor and poach them, but a recruitment agent can. There's no ties the recruitment agent has in approaching your competitors and trying to get some of those skills out of there. It's very interesting when you consider that only a recruitment agent really can go and dig in to areas that you have absolutely no access to. And quite honestly, if you are looking at getting those specific skills, you'd want to get them from a competitor, wouldn't you? Absolutely. Also too, recruitment agents, and I'm going to put my hand up and say this was definitely my game, are there not just to provide candidates and the transactional recruitment function, but they're also there to provide guidance on the whole hiring process. So if you engage with a recruitment agent, and then you're uncertain when it comes to things like interviews, there is nothing to ask a recruitment agent to sit in on an interview with you or guide you with some of the questions, some of the points to cover in that interview process. Because the best recruitment agents work with you as a business owner to get the best result. And really, they can assist in clearing up any of those inconsistencies initially with the job brief. And this is a real issue with some businesses who are trying to put together a classic recruitment policy, but falling over at the first step, which is getting the position description right. A good recruiter will sit down and nut out all the points about that position description from a technical aspect, i.e. the skills that need to be demonstrated, as well as the behavioral and the culture fit requirements. And finally, a lot of recruiters can look outside the square, I guess, on candidates that you may not have considered in the past. They are able to bring to light certain aspects of a candidate that you yourself may not have considered, a certain skill set that may be transferable, or exhibiting behaviours that will fit almost intrinsically into your environment there. So the bottom line is here that the recruitment industry is there to help businesses, absolutely. And the best piece of advice that I could give any business owner looking to go down the path of engaging with a recruitment agent is this. Do your homework, research, talk to recruitment agents as many as you can, and make a decision based on information. And that information yourself is going to see you in good stead when it comes to engaging. And not only that, making sure that that agent is going to work in your favor to get you the best candidate. Because really, we want to go down that path for one reason and one reason only. We want to get the top candidate to fill our role. What value add we can get on top of that is really going to make that experience worthwhile. So that is why I say do your homework. Research, study, talk to people, and then talk to the recruitment agents fully so that they are conversant on what you're after and you are conversant on what they are going to offer you. If you have any questions or any points on using a recruitment agent, only too happy to answer those questions. You can get me on scott@businesssuccessradio.com.au. Thanks very much for your time, and I look forward to speaking to you soon.